Just give me Jesus.
like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. And oh, how he loves us. Oh, oh, how he loves us. How he loves us all. And he is jealous for me. Love like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me.
Glad and happy when we meet. cold iron shackles on my feet, I'll fly away. Oh, I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away in the morning. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Just a few more weary days and then I'll fly away to a land where joy shall never end.
Can you hear that? Can you hear the roar of the Lion of the Tribe of Judah? Because he is coming right now. So welcome, everyone, to Rapture Centric Church, where Jesus is our pastor, and we are just here to worship him. This is Michelle. I hope everyone is doing well. I will go ahead and open us up in a word of prayer, and then we'll get started. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord. Thank you for getting us through another day, Lord. And thank you for guiding us and for directing us, Lord, in which way we should go. And thank you most of all, Lord, for loving us. Thank you, Lord, for sending your son Jesus to die on the cross for our sins so that we can have eternal life through him, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for dying for our sins, Lord. Thank you. And thank you, Lord, for loving us unconditionally, even though we mess up sometimes and we are imperfect beings. Thank you, Lord, for loving us anyway and for your grace and your mercy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And thank you, Lord, for coming to get us, coming to rescue us right now. Thank you. And thank you, Lord, for wanting to spend eternity with us, Lord. And thank you for coming to get us so that we can marry you. We love you, sweet Jesus. Love you, Jesus. Love you, Heavenly Father. Love you, Holy Spirit. We love you. We cannot thank you enough, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Come, sweet Jesus, come. Spirit and the bride say, come. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So, welcome, everyone. Welcome, everyone who's listening online, which right now we have Tana and Pat, who I'll unmute in a little bit. And we have in the chat room, Ben. Hi, Ben. And we have Rosemary. Hi, Rosemary. And a guest. Hi, guest. And hello to everyone else who will listen to this later on in the archive. Not too much new going on with me. I'm just still watching every day. Any day now, we will poof on out of here. Let's see. I did a rewatch a video that Paul Bagley had made earlier this year. It was called his 15 prophetic points for the year of 2015. And the first point he made was, I guess it was words from the Lord that he got, a prophecy for 2015. And the first one was, there'll be a great shaking on the earth, in the heavens, and in the church. And so far, I don't think that has come true, not that to my knowledge anyway. So, and just hearing that makes me think of the day of the Lord, because definitely when the rapture occurs, worldwide rapture, we expect probably a big earthquake with it. So, and the heavens perhaps being shaken. So that sounds like the rapture. And that was one of his prophetic points for 2015. So that's definitely encouragement for us leaving this year. So yay for that. And along those lines, I just happened to be reading in the book of Joel today, and it talks about the day of the Lord. So I'll go ahead and read a little bit of that. Joel chapter 2 says, blow the trumpet in Zion and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming, for it is at hand. A day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness, like the morning clouds spread over the mountains. A people come, great and strong, the like of whom has never been, nor will there ever be any such after them, even for many successive generations. And then skipping over to verse 28, and it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions. And also on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days, And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, among the remnant whom the Lord calls. So, the day of the Lord, and that is coming up very, very quickly. Okay, so I guess I will go ahead and also read out of my devotional, Jesus Calling. It says, be willing to go out on a limb with me. If that is where I'm leading you, it is the safest place to be. Your desire to live a risk-free life is a form of unbelief. Your longing to live close to me is at odds with your attempts to minimize risk. You are approaching a crossroads in your journey. In order to follow me wholeheartedly, you must relinquish your tendency to play it safe. Let me lead you step by step through this day. If your primary focus is on me, you can walk along perilous paths without being afraid. Eventually, you will learn to relax and enjoy the adventure of our journey together. As long as you stay close to me, my sovereign presence protects you wherever you go. So, the Lord is with us. We do not need to be afraid because He will protect us. And if we are willing to go where He is leading us, then He will provide the means for us to go to where He is leading us. So, and He will protect us and provide for us as He is leading us. So definitely a good reminder there. And let's see. I forgot to play our two Song of the Bride. So I'll go ahead and play those now. And then I'll let on the people who are on the line.
Worthy is the Lamb who was and is to come. Today we welcome you, Lord, come. Spirit and the bride say, come, come, glorious Father, come, King of kings and Lord of lords. Come, glorious Father, come today, we welcome you, Lord. Spirit and the bride say, come. Worthy is the Lamb who was and is to come. Come, King of kings, come, Lord of lords. Worthy is the Lamb who was and is to come. Today, we welcome you, Lord, come. Spirit and the bride say, come. Come, glorious Father. Come, King of kings and Lord of lords. Come, glorious Father. Come today, we welcome you, Lord. Spirit and the bride say, come. Worthy is the Lamb who was and is to come. Come, King of kings. Come, Lord of lords.
Spirit and the bride say, come. Spirit and the bride say, come. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, Lord of everything, who was and is to come, the risen Lord. We want to be with you today forevermore. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, you're the Prince of Peace. Your bride awaits for you with heads uplifted high. Today we look for you, our champion in the sky. Spirit and the bride, say come. Spirit and the bride, say come. Today we welcome you, Lord. Spirit and the bride, say come. Spirit and the bride, say come. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, Lord of everything, who was and is to come, the risen Lord. We want to be with you today forevermore. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, you're the Prince of Peace. Your bride awaits for you with heads uplifted high. Today we look for you, our champion in the sky. Spirit and the bride, say come. Spirit and the bride, say come. Today we welcome you, Lord.
Spirit and the bride, say come. We love you, Jesus. We love you. We love you, sweet Jesus. Okay, so, all right. On the phone right now, we have, see, Tana and Pat and Judy. So, hi, Tana, Pat, and Judy.
Hi, how are you? Love you all.
Love you, too. I'm doing good. How are you?
Okay. News is interesting. Yeah. There was a prophecy about seven earthquakes in a row that were seven, and we've reached that today. So then Jesus comes.
Oh, yeah.
Comes.
It was, sent out
vaguely.
A question on that. Was it 7 days in a row or just seven?
Seven earthquakes
seven.
In a row. Seven earthquakes
okay, so
in a row. They've all happened.
Day, mm-hmm. day by day.
No, just one, you know, whatever succession, when you count to seven earthquakes, seven or whatever, he's supposed to be on his way. Pronto.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
Yeah, and then there's a warning out. If you guys haven't looked at Perry Stone, maybe you want to take a look at it. He's really, really strong on what we're living in and how all these sleeper cells, there's hundreds of them. They're waiting for a certain word, a certain phone number they have, and when they're given the signal, they're all going to attack America. And the thing is that Perry Stone is saying, Christians, don't have your head in the sands. The jackals are at the door, and that arm yourselves, you know, that if you go to the malls or theaters or stores, you know, yeah, like carry a piece. Yeah,
wow.
Legally, of course. Yeah, for him to say that we are in the battle of our lives right now with America because they're all waiting for this signal. And they know where some of the camps are in Kentucky, and there are a lot in the southeast. And they're just waiting. They're just waiting. And then you got Trump now opening his mouth and saying, you know, don't let any Muslims in. So I think he's toast as far as being president. And one was saying that he disqualifies himself for the presidential election because you can't say things like that. It's totally a no-no.
Wow.
And there was an earthquake again today. It's 7.0. The 7.1 happened today. They make seven earthquakes in a row in Indonesia. So here we go. Very interesting. Yeah.
Cool.
And Turkey and Russia are at each other, so it's like cute, you know. Oh, and then South Korea, I think it's South Korea, shooting warning signs over a Chinese patrol boat or something coming in too close. So they're acting up, so it's cute. We got to be out of here. I bet by the 12th we're out of here. I just have a feeling that number sticks in my head. I don't know why, but things
yeah,
are just happening.
Yeah, I think
happening.
Any
so
day
bad.
Now that the
oh,
war is really
God.
Going to get heated up, and Putin is going to have those boots on the ground any day now. And
yeah. Yeah, I just have a feeling by the, Because tomorrow's the 10th. I bet we have less than a week to be here, really. Because it is getting so insane. Not just with war stuff, but weather stuff and anomalies. And it's totally insane. It's just insane. And then with threat with ISIS, they're saying by the holidays they're waiting for the code signal, the phone call to make, and then they're going to attack America like steroids.
Oh, like what?
Yeah,
Christmas?
Yeah, like likely cell groups on steroids. You know, they're going to, and there's hundreds of them, so they're going to all be shooting, and then America will burn. You know, so
wow.
This is why Perry Stone. If you get a chance, look at it. You know, and. Lisa Haven has it on also, her channel. It's the latest one out to arm up, carry a weapon with you wherever you go. And then they say, well, if one of those people in that Christmas party in San Bernardino had a gun, you know, a lot of people could have been saved. So the terrorists have got to realize that, you know, Americans are allowed to have weapons, and it's one of our amendment rights. And they better watch out. Either that or a taser and take them down. I don't know. It sounds terrible. As a Christian, I don't like to ever say that. But you know, it's coming. It's coming down the pike, and within 2 or 3 weeks, we could see total madness and craziness. That's what they're warning.
Wow.
You know.
Yeah, I have a feeling definitely by the year's end, this world will be completely different.
Before Christmas, I bet. Because I have no incentive really to get gifts. I mean, I'm just like, when I go to order stuff, I'm like dead, you know. It's like, why bother, you know? You know,
yeah,
even my Laura said she can't afford it this year.
I have no motivation for it.
Yeah, and Laura, my daughter Laura goes crazy to get gifts and stuff. I mean, she goes absolutely berserk, which is part of her thoughtfulness and love, as it is for anyone giving gifts to me, you know, in birthday or Christmas. But she said she's not getting anything this year. She just doesn't have the funds in her job to do it. And I says, don't worry about it. You don't have to do anything, you know. And I said, I'm not doing, you know, my heart's not in it either, you know. So, I don't know. It seems some of us are having this feeling like, you know, why bother? I just have a very strong feeling we ain't going to be here. We're not going to be here.
Of course, you remember Obama saying last year that he was going to his war on Christmas. Well,
yeah,
maybe this
no
is the final shebang on his war on Christmas. He's going to have everyone nuke America.
I don't know. ISIS is supposed to, they have a certain phone number, they have certain warehouses where they have everything stored, the guns. Everyone is going to get their instruction from these hundreds of sleeper cells. They're going to go get the weapons, and they're going to just go crazy killing everybody. You know, that's what's out. And it could be around the holidays. Yeah, that's what he's saying, arm up, carry a piece, you know, and sad. But see, New Jersey? You can't have it. You can't even buy guns and stuff. And the New Jersey legislator is fighting with the higher ups to change the laws so that New Jerseyites can, our Jerseyans can get guns and tasers, because you're not allowed in here. If my grandson, who's very responsible, wanted to get a gun, he's got to go up to my daughter Miriam. She's got to buy the gun and then have him bring it back. You know, so it's like, it's insane. It's insane. And Obama's thing is disarm everybody, you know. So, yeah, that just come and get us for sure, you know. You have no Well, I believe in prayer, and I believe in God protecting you. I mean, that's the first defense, I think, you know. But, boy, you got to listen to Perry Stone. You know, wow. That is shocking. If he wasn't a Christian, it wouldn't be so shocking. But he's a pastor, you know. He's a minister. And, for him to be so emphatic about, you know, get a piece and carry it everywhere, because it's coming to this that it's you or them, and they're out to get us, they're out to kill us, all of us. They want to destroy America completely, and they're doing it from the inside out.
Mm.
Yeah. And there's thousands that say that, oh, yeah, we want to get into America, and that's just for that one reason, to kill us. And they get jobs, and they look nice, like that couple, you know, if no one knew. Or if they did know, they were afraid for political correctness. They didn't want to, you know, Islamophobia. They didn't want to you know, say anything, and 14 people died. Yeah, and all the ones injured. Who can measure the sorrow of those 14 families? Okay. A lot of them were young people. A lot of them were young, who had their whole lives ahead of them, and they were probably good people, you know, good people, and they're gone, and their families are left in just total sorrow and heartache, you know, agony. So it's like, just go to Lisa Haven or just go to Perry Stone. It's the latest one out. And it's like unreal. Arm up.
Hey, Juan, I love you all.
Hi, honey.
Hi, Tana.
I love you, Jesus. My feeling on that is like, if God wants you to die, you're going to die. If he doesn't want you to die in that situation, you're going to survive.
Yep. That's my first thought. It's like,
he's
going to protect us. He'll protect those of
God
us.
God or no God, if you're supposed to die, if you're supposed to survive, you're going to survive. So.
Yeah, but just, that's why it's shocking, though, this article.
If God's will for you, then you're going. If it's God's will, you're staying.
Yeah, if you've asked God, if you've given your life to the Lord, and you know he's going to take care of you from A to Z, no matter what your life is, then, hey, that's where it's at, you know? That's where it's at. That's what I feel, you know? And even on Poor Begley, I said, you know, prayer is the greatest weapon we have. That's most powerful. I'm sure I'm going to get slack on this one with my emails, you know, inboxes. But that's the way it is. I mean, I feel prayer is the most powerful thing. I says, what if all the Americans started really praying? Get on their knees and ask God to just root out these people and make it so they can't do this. God can do that. God can do anything. Millions of Americans praying that God uproot these people and just make it so they can't do this. He will.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You got to hear from us.
If you pray to the Lord, like I pray to the Lord, to cover the earth, the world, the blanket of his protection, and if it's his will, it be done. But if it's the will of if it's the enemy trying to do it, that he thwart the plans of the enemy, because he would love nothing more than to do that. Mm-hmm. But if it's his will, it's going to happen. But if it's the plan of the enemy, then prayers will definitely work to stop it.
Mitigate, definitely.
I just totally disagree with arm up. There's nothing you can do, arm up. That's like
ridiculous. But you got to read this. This is why it's so shocking. You know, like, arm up, America. They're at the door. You know, you got to protect yourself.
I mean,
I believe
your family.
Necessarily save you.
I believe I was supposed to.
Exactly. You're going to die, you know. Anyway, they're going to shoot you.
You perish.
Yeah.
God's will, because God's in all of it, regardless of if the enemy or God.
I believe God will protect you if that's what's meant to be, you know. God's got you back, so no matter what happens. And if you are trusting totally in the Lord and you die, well, then, as you said, that was his will, you know. You're going home early. Yeah, but God will take care of these terrorists. He really will. But if he allows it, then there's a reason he's allowed it. Nothing happens but what he allows. I mean, we all kind of know that. So we have to have just utmost faith that no matter what happens, I'm under his protection, I'm under his blood, and I'm not worried about it. And I'm sure devout Christians everywhere are not really like, you know they pray and they know God will protect them. Yeah. I read a story about a guy, he was so upset. He got into the mafia. He borrowed money and stuff, and he said, "What am I going to do?" He was talking to a spiritual person. They said, "Go and just pray to God." And so the man knelt down and prayed to God, and then all of a sudden they heard sirens. And this place that he was supposed to go and meet with the mob to pay his debts, they were all shot up. They were all killed. He would have been killed too had he not spent 15 more minutes before. Okay, he would have been dead with them. And he saw how God just intervened, saved him. So if you pray, guess what? God's got you.
God hears our prayers.
Yeah, yes, he does.
They had like a Universal City Walk where I work yesterday. I was working, and there was like a scare. Like they found a suspicious package on City Walk, which is where all the shops and stuff were. So. They were alerting all the employees that this was happening. But I was like, bring it on.
Well, at the LAX, too, the airport, they found a suspicious bag. Plus, the other news is Kandahar in Afghanistan, 46 are dead from the airport there. and all kinds of people injured, you know, because from the Al-Qaeda shot them up.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I don't want anyone to be injured at City Walk.
No, of course not. But they're just going crazy everywhere. And there was another place yesterday that 21 people were killed, you know, in some other country that they shot. So it's like, it's crazy. It's just, well, he told us the times we're going to be in, and here we are. But he's got our back. He's got our back. You know, I have no fear whatsoever. Whatever happens, happens, because I'm like you, I'm surrendered to the Lord. So he guides my life. But there's a lot of people out there not in the same boat as us. And they carry a piece,
yeah.
I guess. I don't know. You know.
I'm completely confident the Lord's going to protect me and
that
no harm will come upon me. And if for some reason I do die, then, hey, I'm with the Lord. That's awesome.
Yes, that was meant to be. Whatever happens to you is what he has ordained, because you trust him and he's protecting you because your heart is his. You know, that, but there's a lot of people not in that same category.
Yeah, well,
you know?
Regardless, whether they believe in God or not, it's God's will for them, whether they believe it or not. So whether they have a peace or don't have a peace, they're going or not going, if it's God's will.
I think
having a peace at the whole shootout at San Bernardino, it wouldn't matter. It's, if it's God's will for them to go, it's God's will for them to go. It's God's will that no one had a gun, and it worked out the way God allowed.
Oh, of course. But I guess what they're saying is that let's say you're in a theater, and there's like 10 or 15 people that maybe legally are carrying a gun. If the terrorists come in before the terrorists can shoot up everybody, they take out the terrorists in 2 seconds, you know, because see it. That's what they're saying is like it's for the protection of others. People's lives could have been saved if somebody had legally had a gun on them that they could fire in self-defense. Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Yeah, but God was like, the Holy Spirit's, you know, around, and, you know, if they felt like, I should bring my gun to work today, then they would have had their gun. But, you know.
Yeah, you have to follow what God wants you to do. I mean, that's just it, you know.
Have a gun that day, they would have. And they would have been able to thwart off what was happening, is my point.
Well, the France thing, too, if someone had, you know, they would have taken them out, you know. And, and this gun sales gone up so terrible now, you know, people are just, but they can't get the bullets because the government, as part of their gun control, they buy up all the bullets, they confiscate the bullets, so that you buy a gun, you ain't got bullets to shoot them.
That's
what they're doing.
You know, someone could have cried out Jesus' name, and they would have been protected, you know, if they would have said, you know, or, you know, like I said, it's God's will if they wanted him to go, but they could have said, in the name of Jesus, I command you to stop, and, you know, Jesus' name.
Right.
Our names, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess. So if someone maybe would have said, it's like, you know, bind or rebuke you, Satan, I command you to leave now, you know. Who knows?
I don't think there were any Jesus people in that theater. they were watching devil stuff.
No, in San Bernardino. No, I was saying in San Bernardino.
Oh, in San Bernardino. Yeah. Yeah,
no.
Right.
Maybe
next time they will, because it's getting really crazy.
Bottom line, it was God's will. God would have put it in their hearts to, like, say that.
That's what I would have said. In a situation like that, I'd say, in the name of Jesus, you just put down the damn gun right now and get on your knees, you know. Mama mouth here. You better believe it. Oh, I would. I would say, I've thought of that. I said, if I was in a situation, I would just say, in the name of Jesus, stop it right now. You know, you're ridiculous. Put it away. And they would, because the authority of Christ would have come through and shocked them. There was a story about a lady, someone was trying to carjack her, and she had a gun and everything, and that's what she said. She said, in the name of Jesus, stop it right now, and put that thing away. He fell to his knees. Because the authority of Christ and his presence was there in her. She had such confidence, you know, to do that. And there's other stories like that. Wilkinson, look at Wilkinson. He went to the gangs. And he would. They had guns, everything. And he would say like that in the name of Jesus. You know, they all fell to their knees. They were all converted. These were hardcore gang members. He worked in the prisons.
I remember the woman I was about that.
Yeah.
Story I saw about she was in the trunk. She was kidnapped and she was in the trunk of a car and she started. She didn't know all of Psalm 91, but she started quoting some of it. And miraculously, the guy pulled over. She was able to escape out of the trunk without him even knowing, and she was rescued. So
Wow.
Save you, cry out to Lord for help. You know, say
the
words.
The story of the story of the little boy in the back of a car, and the guy was kidnapping him, and the guy and the kid kept talking about Jesus and Jesus this and Jesus that. The guy got so crazy, he let the kid out, and because he couldn't stand the name of Jesus anymore, because he was so filled with evil, and he drove off and he let this little 6 year old out. But the kid kept talking about Jesus and saying Jesus, it made the man nuts. You know,
that's right. That did happen.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Can you imagine?
Cry out to the Lord, and you shall be saved.
Yes. Yeah. Because you say his name, the enemy goes nuts. You know. Yeah. So great. If you speak his name with authority, and even the worst situations. That person is affected who's coming against you. Has to be. Oh, the lady, she was in the Congo or whatever, and she had just learned about Christ. And she was washing clothes down by the river. This tiger came to attack her, and she had just remembered how the power of the name of Jesus, and she just cried out, Jesus, save me. And in midair, the thing stopped, dropped to the ground, and ran off. Yeah. Yeah. True
what
story.
Was it that ran off?
The tiger came to attack her, and he was leaping toward
tiger.
Her.
Wow.
And she said, a tiger, yeah, he was going to kill her. And she had just learned about Christ and about using the name of Jesus. So she screamed out the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And the thing like midair, and then just dropped and ran off, terrified. Yeah.
Wow.
So there's great power. His power in his name.
Yeah, amen.
Unbelievable power. If you say that name with authority and with conviction, you know, hey. What do you think's going to happen?
Yeah, amen. Just love all names.
Yes.
Mama Pat, it was Paula Marie that had the prophecy of the 7 earthquakes in a row.
Yes.
Yes,
and Begley, and somebody in the comment box of Begley, he said, wow, do you realize that this prophecy is the seven earthquakes happened, and now Jesus is supposed to be on his way like pronto, you know.
Paula
so,
Marie had gotten
I'm
that.
Just. Yeah. So I just put that out there for you guys, you know. So
oh, did Begley make a video
happened.
About it?
Paul Begley was saying how in Indonesia a 7.0 hit today, and that makes 7 earthquakes, you know, that have been prophesied that to happen, that the Lord's on his way. And I'm thinking, like, yeah, great timing, because I don't think we have a week.
Paula Marie was actually the one that got the prophecy. Paula Marie.
Yes. I remember Keith telling me about that. Yes. A few others, too, told me. Let's see what happens. I mean, everything's coming together. It makes sense. It really makes sense. You know, and they're afraid of aftershocks now over there, you know. There have been some, so, wow, I'm telling you.
Yeah, and, you know, I know Judy and Jerry were commenting about the Nibiru, but they're... There was a video out, and I posted it. You know, someone saw two suns in the sky. People have seen two suns in the sky, but this woman made a videotape. She was driving down the road, heading somewhere. I think she was in, Kansas or Kentucky or one of those states over there. And she was heading, and she saw the sun setting on the one side, but then there was clearly a sun on the other side of the road as well in the clouds. And she's like, and she kept videotaping, and you could totally see our actual sun going down, but there was still this sun, other sun in the sky, you know, in comments where it was Nibiru. Was Nibiru.
There are two theories on this. The one theory, if you look at Joy of the Lord, she says that that's the New Jerusalem coming to get us, okay? And
that's
our rapture.
Yeah,
okay. The other thing is that if this thing is out there, then it's coming as a judgment from God against the world. And one has Julie from Behold, I Come, okay, said that when Nibiru comes closest to the earth, which is supposed to be by March 16th or whatever, when that comes closest to the earth, we go up. But there are a lot of people saying in December. that this is supposed to happen. And that's why we're so many people are seeing this stuff in the sky, you know. Yeah, so that's out there too. So, I mean, you listen and go like, any way you slice it up, it means S-O-O-N.
Right. My friend asked what that other thing was, and he said it was Nibiru.
Planet X7. Yeah. And it's got its own planets and stuff with it. It's like a sun thing. It's like a little mini solar system or something. They can see seven other planets on it, 5 to 7. Yeah, yeah.
I'm not sure. Yeah, I mean, the video I saw is it looked like a sun, but yeah, I mean, she wasn't an astronomer or anything that had been looking at it. But you could clearly see that there was a sun in the one side and then our actual sun on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And the one was setting and the other one was just in the clouds. So
yeah, I've seen a lot of that. I've seen. And then the other woman sent a video, and it was our sun, the sun up there, and then a big blob of white light next to it, like round, and people saying, oh, that's the moon. And then she'd stand over. The moon was in the sky over here to the left, was the sun. And she says, can somebody tell me what this is, what I'm seeing? And it was not a small dot. It was a good-sized round object right next to the sun shining bright. So she's a Christian soul, so she's wondering what that is too. But Joy of the Lord, if you ever read her, go to her videos, she's saying that that's God coming. That's the New Jerusalem coming to get us, because she's taking pictures of it, and it's rainbows around it. Like she says, the rainbows are coming from the throne of God, the lights. So, I mean, you're going to have that, and you're going to have whatever, and you're going to have the ones that say, it's not anywhere around. Like, this is all a big foo, that there is no planet X. You know.
Well, my friend asked Jesus.
Take your pick.
She's the one that goes to see Jesus in Abba. He said that was Nibiru, but,
Yeah. Well, it comes as a justice thing then. Like Julie said that from Behold I Come, when that comes closest to the earth, we go up.
Yeah,
we go
regardless
up.
We get.
Yeah.
And it really doesn't matter what it is.
Exactly. Take your pick.
It doesn't really matter.
Yeah,
it's
we're
there,
going up
okay,
now.
It's there.
It's fine. Oh. It doesn't matter.
I don't know. Oh. You know, I love the Lord. I want to go home. That's it. You can have six sons up there. I don't care.
Exactly.
Yeah. Just give me Jesus.
Right. Just take us home.
And, you know, the whole
the
earth is flat. I'm like, does it really matter?
Does it really matter?
I know, really.
Round, flat, square, triangle. God, you do whatever you want to. Just take me home.
Exactly. It doesn't matter.
I'll look from a cloud and I'll decide, oh, yeah, she's flat. Okay. That's all right. I don't care. Catch me. Isn't it ridiculous? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. He's got us no matter what. Don't sweat it. It's okay. Whatever happens, he's got it. Well, he told us that we're going to see stuff.
Yeah, interesting. You know,
stuff.
People kind of distract from the truth.
Yeah.
Concentrating on Jesus' return.
Oh, my goodness.
An
it's got to be so soon.
To get people in arguments about it, it really doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't. It really doesn't. But it's interesting. But it doesn't matter.
I mean, he's trying to cause strife and trying to get people at one another's throats. Like, no, it's
right.
This. No, it's that.
Right.
But
exactly.
It doesn't matter. We're all supposed to love each other, and we'll find out soon enough what's what.
Uh-huh. But the ones who don't love and haven't chosen Christ are the ones who are going to be freaking out with all this news. And a lot of it isn't even true. It's all hyped up or photoshopped or computer generated. You know what I'm saying? And they get all crazy because they have no faith to smooth out their feathers, you know. No, it's sad, very sad. Just keep praying for everybody. Cover everybody with the blood of Christ and depend on his mercy, you know, for everyone. He has tremendous mercy, so we'll see. We'll see what happens. I have no fear. I find it very exciting. I don't get stressed really about any of this stuff. And what he's going to do is I find it interesting. I'm not scared or anything, you know. It's like, whoa, what else happened? Okay, all right. Another earthquake, okay. New Bruce a little closer. And a few more lights in the sky, that's okay. That's all right. He's coming. He definitely is coming. Oh, my goodness. It's exciting. It's very exciting,
it is.
You know. It is. It's so exciting. It really is.
It's like what some people take as frightening news, what a lot of people take as frightening news, we're taking as exciting news because it means we're leaving.
Yeah, it's signs that we're leaving. He told us, he said there would be signs in the heavens and the earth, and we're seeing them, and we, because we love him, we're understanding what's happening, you know, what this is all about, and not to be afraid, but to be, because he said in Bible, he said, encourage each other with these words, and lift your heads high when you see all these things happening, because you know your salvation is nigh, is near. So why would he say encourage each other and lift your heads up and be joyful? You know, these people who preach, you know, mid-trib and post-trib, I mean, where's your joy? What are you looking up for to be happy about, you know, if you're in the middle of madness, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're at the door. We're at the door. How could we not be? He told us what to look for. It's here. We are in the season. We're at the end of the season of all this. You know, we will. The bride will not see the wrath of God. What do you think is happening all around the world? If this isn't wrath happening, I don't know what is. And he said, when you see all these things start, look up and rejoice, because your salvation is near. Nigh is a word near. Yeah. So we're right there.
I accidentally hung up on myself, and I was thinking, oh, it's over. And then I looked, the clock was still going. I'm like, yay, it's an hour and a half today. So
yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it's over at 9:30. Okay.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Sure. It's okay.
It is time to poof.
Yes. 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 Definitely. Definitely. And I can't sleep. I didn't get to bed till after 5 o'clock this morning, because I just can't sleep. It's like I have to just like watch or be awake, or I don't want to. I don't know. I can't even figure out why, but. I slept this morning a bit, you know, and then up, and just go through the day, you know, make sure Gerald's taking her meds right, and you know, doing whatever you have to do around the house and stuff. We went to the store for a few things, and then I'm on the internet, you know, doing stuff, counseling, or prayers. So it's day by day. It's very simple, but the presence of the Lord is here, and that's what it's all about. I you know, like the rest of you, I keep them company and try to encourage others, and that's all you do. And just waiting for him to take us, you know, waiting for you to take us, Lord.
I have a praise report for Abba and Jesus, not for myself, but my friend. I was distracted. She was going into the hospital today to have some kidney stones removed. They found like a whole bunch, and so she was going and had a stent put in, and they were going to remove the kidney stones. Mm-hmm. Well, all of us were praying for her, and she went in today, and the guy doing the operation couldn't find any of the stones at all. He's like,
wow.
I don't understand what happened. They don't usually just they don't usually
just
on their own. And she felt Jesus was with her, and she didn't have any more stones removed, because they were already moved by Jesus. They were not there.
Mm-hmm. I had that with my gallbladder. I went to see Vasila Ryden, who is from True Life in God, and it was in 2009, and I went with pain pills in case I ended up in the hospital over there, because the doctor said, you're nuts going. You need your gallbladder out right away. Well, she prayed over me. You know, I mean, you know how anybody can pray over anybody, like we all do. And it's 2016 almost, and I haven't had an operation, and I haven't had the pain. I have nothing in all those years, from 2009 to almost, it was in January that I went, so it's from whatever, do the math, 2009 to 2016, I have no gallbladder operation. And in fact, it was so bad that the doctor said, you know, you're nuts. He said, I'm going out anyway. And he said, well, in case you end up in a hospital there, take these pain pills with you, which I did. Yeah. Nothing. I'm fine. Absolutely fine.
Yeah, that's awesome. God is amazing.
Yeah. So God, you know, God works. God heals you. He does. He really does, and I never had a thing. Never went back, nothing. Because I tell Jesus, I don't want to go to the doctor. Just keep me well. I haven't had my teeth done. I know he takes care of my teeth, you know, because it costs so much to get even a little filling done. It's like $150 or more, just for a small one or something. And I just do my part and brush them. I don't eat anything, I don't eat sweets. I'm trying to diet and lose some weight. I mean, anyway, just to be healthier anyways for my family, because some of them are like, oh, what am I going to do when you die? I'm going to miss you so much. And it's like, boy, I better try to look good for these kids so they don't think I'm croaking too soon. But I tell them, if I poof, then you're coming in a week, you know, don't be afraid. That's the translation. And of course, they look at you like you're nuts. But I told them, I said, if I'm not here, you know, if you see me gone and the car's here, you know where I am. Because I ain't anywhere else. I can't walk. So it's funny. It's funny. But they know. Even though they think I'm crazy, they know. They know. They don't understand this translation thing. I tried to explain it, but it's like fairy tale land, you know. Story time.
They'll understand anyway. When you're gone.
Oh, yes, absolutely. My daughter knows. I said, don't freak out if you see me gone, you know. I said, you're going to be joining us soon because you all my kids, you know, they believe. They have good faith, you know. So there you go. But they know. Mom ain't here. She's up there. You know, and you'll be coming soon. So don't get crazy. They're funny, though. They are funny. They all think it's a fairy tale, you know. Not, they do and they don't. They don't know how to believe it, you know. They know it's in the Bible, but they just can't get their head around that something like that is really going to happen. That
yeah.
big, you know. Yeah, yeah. So I cover them with the
blood
of Christ.
I guess they never.
Yeah.
Well, it's technically happened in the Bible, but they haven't seen it or.
No. It sounds too good to be true. They just.
Yeah.
Like they can't really believe it. They can't. I mean, their faith is okay, but it's not like you know, shouting his name everywhere. You know what I mean? So it's hard for them to get their head around, you know, rapture. You know, but because I said it, when the time comes, they will believe. I know, because they'll see it happening, and they'll say, "Me too. Don't let me down there." You can be sure of it. You know, because they all know. There's no excuse for them not to know, because I've told them, whether they believe or not, you know, when they see thousands of people gone, and they'll know. But like a whisper, right? Like a whisper, where there's no big fanfare when we go. But it'll be noticed. It'll be noticed that where is everybody? They didn't go for a walk.
Yeah, those who personally know us, and if we're supposed to be somewhere and we're not, then they'll notice.
Right. They'll notice. Yeah, enough people will be disappeared in the first run-up. Run-up. The first trip.
First round.
Sorry, Lord. First cargo ship up there. Okay. They'll notice. Yeah, they will. They'll notice here for sure. I pay the bills, so they'll know. That's like that saying, if you don't think anybody loves you, just try missing or will miss you when you're gone. Just try missing a couple of car payments.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. A little more serious here, though, with poofing. But I know.
Oh, I just, that picture that Raina sent out yesterday. Oh, my goodness.
Goodness,
just look
I love
at that.
It.
And just imagine
the daydream. I know, right?
My face
it's just
pressed
perfect.
Up against
I
Jesus'
love
face.
It.
That's
an
imagination.
In my arms.
I want that.
Dancing away. Dancing away, my dear. Dancing away.
Yes.
That looks like I'm getting ready for her to dance. It really does. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. I love that. Oh, I put on his channel. James' channel for his art. You should see the rest of his art. Go to his gallery. What is it? James Nesbitt. Yeah. Click on that and you'll see. It's jnesbit.com. He has more on the bride. He's got like 9 photographs just for the bridal thing. He's got photographs for angels. He's got photographs for saints. He's got photographs for warrior things. He's got his artwork is off the charts. This man is so gifted. And he's such a lovely Christian. He believes in the rapture, you know. So he's something else. I was checking out his work last night. Wow.
Yeah.
Beautiful stuff. Beautiful. Absolutely incredible.
Yeah, I think I saw some pictures of like a lion coming down the stairs.
Yes, it's a lion. Check out the bride ones. Check out the bride ones. It's like 9 of them. They're gorgeous. Oh, they're gorgeous. Yeah. Oh, my. Oh, boy. Oh, anyway.
We love you,
here we
Jesus.
Are.
We love
Wait,
you.
Wait, Jesus. Yeah. Yep.
Oh, I am feeling so sleepy.
Oh, well, honey, if you want to close out a little earlier, that's all right. I don't have anything more to say. I just was talking about the news and the news. You know,
but I love you, Jesus. That's all I have.
Yes, right. Love you, Jesus.
Love you, Jesus.
Absolutely.
Jesus.
I said, Jesus in the morning, Jesus in the nighttime, Jesus all through the day. How I love my Jesus, please don't go away.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Oh, my God. I don't even know where that's from. Just a little ditty. Because I remember it from somewhere. Oh, goodness, yeah. Yeah.
Jesus in the morning, Jesus in the evening, Jesus at
Jesus
the
all through
time.
The day. How I love my Jesus, please don't go away. Or how I love my Jesus, stay, oh Jesus, stay. You know, either way. My goodness. Yeah. Eons ago, a little song like that. Yeah. Yeah. I don't even know where it's from. It was cute. And you can put your own little
that
verses to it. It's cute, yeah. Please don't let me stray, or please don't go away. Just whatever you want to do, stay, please, Jesus, stay, you know. Just sweet, just very sweet. Yep. Other than that.
How worthy is the Lamb who was and is to come today. We welcome you, Lord, today. Spirit and the bride say, come. Come, glorious Father, come, King of Kings, come, Lord of Lords, come today. We love you, Jesus. I haven't sung that
We
ever.
Love you, Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
We
love
you, Daddy.
Come, Jesus, come today.
Yes.
We love you.
Oh, sorry, I'm kind of tired, too. Oy, oy, oy.
Yeah. I woke up too soon, but I had too much to do to try to go back to sleep.
Really? Oh, do you have to work?
I have to work tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow.
I'm
okay,
just trying
good.
To
good, good.
Get caught up on stuff.
I know. I hear you.
I actually called in off. I took the day off because something's trying to get me, and it was just like major today. So I'm like, I'm calling.
Really?
Off. Bed. I've been in bed all day today. Yep.
Oh. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to be healed, honey.
Yes.
Jesus, dear, lay healing hands on our sweet sister. And
Thank
heal
you.
Her, honey. Yeah.
I accept it. I agree and I accept. Thank you, Jesus, for your healing. Praise you, Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah,
we're two or more gathered,
body.
Whatever you agree
sickness.
On. Yeah, we're two or more agree on something. If
we
it's for the good of your soul, the Father will grant it
name.
In his name.
Thank you.
So
thank you. Yes, thank
prayed.
You.
Jesus,
by your stripes, I am healed, Lord Jesus.
Right. By his stripes, we are healed.
Thank you, Jesus.
Believe it.
I accept it.
It's
yes,
yours.
Yeah, two or three are gathered in his name. It is.
He is there in the midst of them. What you agree on, hey, that's it.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Spirit and the bride say, come.
Come.
We love
come,
you,
Lord
Jesus.
Yep, we love you.
Hi, everybody.
We love you.
Go ahead.
Was that Judy?
Go ahead.
No, that was me. I was just saying, I never said,
oh, okay.
Hi, everyone listening and everyone in chat. Let me listen to archives. Mm-hmm. I love you all.
Love you all, yep.
Yay, Sid.
Love you all.
Love you, everybody.
And we see you in the air.
Amen.
Love you, sweet Jesus.
Love you all.
Love you, Holy
Jesus.
Spirit.
Love you, Holy Spirit. Love you, Father God.
And the blood will dry.
Yes, love you, Holy Spirit. Love you, Father God.
My nails. And
you.
The wind will rise up to fill my sails. So you can doubt and you can hate, but I know no matter what it takes, I'm coming home. I'm coming home. Tell the world I'm coming home. Let the rain wash away all the pain of yesterday. I know my kingdom awaits, and they're forgiven my mistakes. I'm coming home. I'm coming home. Tell the world I'm coming. Still far away from where I belong, but it's always darkest before the dawn. So you can doubt and you can hate, but I know no matter what it takes, I'm coming home.
Love you all. Bye.
Love you all. Bye, honey. Bye, everyone. Love you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.